The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
A proposed high-speed rail train between Atlanta and Charlotte could pass through the upstate here. This train, and I got to tell you, this kind of hits home with me because for years, my wife and her sister, Patty, who lives over in Clemson, they have dreamed about what they call the bullet train. They want to be able to hop on the train here in the upstate and get to Atlanta very quickly. On the bullet train. I'm not sure they're going to call it the bullet train, but there's several different routes that they're looking at. It's going to be a pretty expensive venture, though, costing anywhere from, $2.5 billion or so upwards. Scott Higley's director of strategic communications with the Georgia Department of Transportation. Wanted to have Scott on for a few minutes this morning. Good morning. Welcome in.
Good morning, Tommy. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Scott, let's talk for a minute. You've been having some meetings here in the upstate and I guess in Georgia and North Carolina to kind of gauge the public interest. What type of response are you getting?
That's correct, Tommy. We've had a series of three meetings this week. We had a very well-attended meeting in Atlanta. We had one on Wednesday evening in Greenville. And then we had a great meeting last night at the Metrolina Transportation Center here in Charlotte. We had about, easily probably 80 to 100 people last night here in Charlotte. And, you know, there seems to be a lot of interest in this project. It seems to have captured the public's imagination.
Yeah, look, as you probably heard me mention a minute ago, my wife and her sister, they've been dreaming about what they call the bullet train for many, many years now, being able to get to Atlanta quickly. Now, I realize this is in the early stages, but assuming that you get broad support, what's the next step? Obviously, I guess you got to have a bit of money involved here.
That's true. Well, we're in what's called the draft environmental impact statement. Now, that's a lot of words, but basically what that means is that we're at the phase of a study that has been a multi-year study. Georgia DOT has been working with the Federal Railroad Administration now for about 7 years to produce a study that got us to the point we're at now. And what that study's done, as you mentioned, is to produce three proposed alternate routes. And one basically follows the I-85 corridor, which is a logical choice, but it's also the most expensive. That's the one that could cost up to about $15 billion. And there are a lot of reasons for the high price tag on that. There's also the Southern Crescent Route, which would follow the existing Norfolk Southern Railroad right away, basically north of I-85. And then there's what's called the Greenfield Corridor, which would run south of I-85. And there are a number of station stops that are identified along with each one of those three proposed routes. So part of what we've been asking people at these public meetings is, would you patronize a rail line like this? Would you actually, would you use it? And if so, which of those three proposed routes is the one that's most interesting or the preferred route for you? And, we've gotten a lot of varied responses just in conversation with the folks who turned up at the meetings. But again, there seems to be a high level of interest in a service like this at all.
Sure. With me today, Scott Higley, Director of Strategic Communications with the Georgia Department of Transportation. So Scott, tell me, why do you guys think that there's a need for such a high-speed rail between Charlotte and Atlanta, hopefully making a stop somewhere in upstate?
Well, this project was initiated a number of years ago under the Obama administration when that administration was looking at high-speed rail as a potential service that could be built here in the U.S., and by high-speed rail, I should probably clarify, these are rail lines in which the cars would travel at 150 miles an hour or greater. So we're talking about covering a lot of ground in a very short period of time. The route that would be the fastest would get you between Atlanta and Charlotte or Charlotte and Atlanta, depending on your origination point, in just a little over 2 hours, if you can imagine that. And, Tommy, I drove up I-85 yesterday talking to you from Charlotte this morning, and I can testify that you can't do that on I-85 now. So I think that's one of the reasons why this seems to appeal to a lot of people.
Yeah, well, look, that would be great to be able to. And with this, let's say I get on the train somewhere here in upstate South Carolina. is the goal? Would it take me to, say, the Atlanta-Hartsville Airport? Would I be able to make it?
That's correct. Yeah, all three of the proposed routes actually originate or terminate, depending on your starting point, at Atlanta-Hartsfield-Jackson Airport. So there is a thought process there that the train could be used for regional travel in and out of Hartsfield-Jackson with good connectivity to really to the rest of the U.S. And obviously, yep. Hartsfield-Jackson is a well-traveled international airport. So that would be one of the advantages. I should mention, of course, that as you did at the top of the segment here, you know, there's not been any funding identified as yet. This really is just a very foundational, kind of an exploratory phase of this project to determine feasibility, you know, viability, and how appealing the idea is to the public.
Sure. Let's say that there's just resounding support among the public for it. Realistically, when could this take place?
Well, you know, that's one of the reasons why this process is so important and why we bring projects like this to the public to review the materials and consider the prospects, look at the project, some of the details that we've presented, and let us know what they think. Because without public support, it's always very unlikely that a major project like this could be brought to fruition. So if there is overwhelming support, we'll work really closely with the Federal Railroad Administration, which is our partner on this project, as are the North Carolina DOT and the South Carolina DOT. Our counterparts at those agencies have been great to work with. And we'll look at those responses. We actually go through and look at every single comment that's left. And leaving a comment is really important. You know, obviously, we can't tell how people feel unless they tell us. So sure. The way you can do that now is the public comment period is open through November 4th. So you can go to the Georgia DOT website at dot.ga.gov and review all of the materials that were presented at the meetings if you couldn't attend the meeting or didn't hear about it in time. And then, you know, we'll look at the comments with the FRA. And if there's overwhelming support, it really is much more likely that a project like this would move to fruition.
Yep. Scott Higley with the Georgia Department of Transportation. Scott, appreciate your time this morning. Have a great weekend.